Hey, coming up for the better part of the next several days in Red Oak, they're celebrating Junction Days here in 2026, and we want to talk about all the fun stuff that you can find there. Elaine Carlson joins us this morning. Elaine is the director of the Red Oak Chamber and Industry, and Elaine, I know it's a lot of planning and a lot of work, but it's got to be pretty exciting now that it's just around the corner.
Well, you know, Jim, we actually start planning for the next year's Junction Days after we wrap up that year. So last year we started in right after Junction Days of 25 and started making plans for 26. So we already had in mind a grand marshal, hadn't thought of a theme just yet, but I think our theme ties in well with our grand marshal, but it also is a nod to our country's 250th birthday. So our theme is Red Oak Junction Days 2026, where freedom soars. So we're very proud of that. There's an airplane that's part of that. Our t-shirt logos that are for sale now, $25, if you're looking for a Red Oak Junction Days t-shirt. And our grand marshal is 91-year-old Norm Yeager, who he still flies out here at our airport and gives lessons. So he's got a great background story as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome that you can recognize folks like that on such a special time here during Red Oak Junction Days. Elaine, I want to roll the clock back a little bit, too. For folks in the immediate Red Oak area, I'm sure they're familiar, but Junction Days is kind of a different name. Where does that come from?
It actually comes, Red Oak was not always known as Red Oak, Iowa. It was Red Oak Junction at one point. And Red Oak Junction Days came into play 48 years ago. So this is our 48th year of celebrating. It's evolved, had many different events. In fact, it used to be just one day. Now we kick it off on a Thursday evening, and it goes through Sunday with events sprinkled throughout those days. So it's become our largest community event for many years. The parade on Saturday is the largest parade that we host, that the community hosts throughout the year. So a lot of preparation, a lot of volunteers, a lot of hometown pride. But what's great about Junction Days, Jim, is you don't have to be born and raised in Red Oak to enjoy this community festival. So we encourage families and folks of all ages to come out, that we have something available for everyone to partake in.
I love the fact that it used to be called Red Oak Junction. I kind of wish they'd go back to that again. That's kind of neat. There are other communities like that as well, and they like to use that to kind of harken back to the past.
Sure.
Yeah. That's pretty neat. Well, very good. Well, Junction Days, lots going on, and this isn't just a day festival or a weekend festival. You guys are partying for 4 days here this week.
Well, we're a fun group, so yeah, we want to make it fun, right? So Thursday evening, we kick it off. Our Mills Montgomery County cattlemen will be serving their supper in the park, their famous hamburger meal. It's a fundraiser for them, $9 for that meal. And that they're serving from 5 to 7. At 5:30, we have our Junction Days opening ceremony. So all the pomp and circumstance will be there. Our Court of Honor, our Boy Scouts, the mayor will have a message to share, and as well as we will honor and recognize our Grand Marshal, Norm Yeager, that evening. We also want to take the time to recognize the business milestone anniversaries that we have, and we try to do that every year. So if a business is celebrating, you know, 5 years or 155 years, we want to recognize that and their investment and everything that they do for the community and surrounding area. So it's a nice event. It gets everybody out, and it's a way to kind of dive into the weekend.
I just looking through the slate of events for the weekend, and there's a lot of variety.
Thank you. That's our goal. We want that variety because not everybody wants the same thing, right? So, you know, we after Thursday evening down here at Fountain Square Park, and as you and I've already spoke about, the weather looks like that's going to be in favor for our events this weekend. But Friday morning, the Questers and Calendar Girls and Court of Honor are hosting, I believe this is their third year, Stories in the Stones is what the event is called. It's the Evergreen Cemetery Walk, and it's a walk through Evergreen Cemetery to learn about those who helped pave the way to where we are today. The walking tour will stop along the way at notable grave sites where actors will portray historical figures at each site. So every year it's a different lineup of stories and characters, and tickets are available at the chamber or that morning at the cemetery, but they're $15. Students 12 and under are free. And then there's a light lunch as the tour has wrapped up, and asking just for a donation is all. So that's Friday morning from 9:30 a.m. to noon. And then at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., our Red Oak Farmers Market will host their weekly farmers market at Legion Park. And then we continue to celebrate Junction Days up at Stadium 34, Red Coach Inn and Suites property, Red Oak All Class Reunion, and that will be from 7 to midnight. We have live music that begins at 8. A lot of family reunions, class reunions are happening that evening. So lots of fun that night.
Yep.
Saturday morning, after Tammy and I have drug ourselves out of bed after a late night Friday night, we are up in Adam and down here on the square that we have our annual 5 mile, 2 mile fun run and walk. And, you know, we encourage anyone from all around the area to participate if you are looking to, if you're a runner or a walker. And, yep, there are medals and trophies, of course. We do have an official time clock, and we have someone hired that oversees that for us. So we take this race seriously. And that begins at 7:30, and for 5 mile, 2 mile is 5 minutes after that, we send those folks out. And so that's a fun event. Registration's available on our website. All the events that we're talking about where registration is necessary, you can go to our website, you can call the chamber, you can stop in. Rotary Club has their pancake feed that morning at 7:30 to 9:30. A lot of times those fun run folks, that's where they hit next after they come in from their jog that morning. So we also have a vendor fair going on during the day. From you'll see vendors setting up and ready to roll at 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. We've got a variety of folks here. We've got boutiques. We've got a floral shop. We've got food vendors. We've got face painting. We've got a balloon artist. We also have folks who've made their own crafts. Whispering Wind Wood is definitely a go-to booth for people that are here. Check out his creations. And if you're hungry, we've got you covered. We've got so many different vendors that from desserts to drinks to a full meal. So then at 10:30 is our grand parade. As I already spoke about, that's a large parade. It usually lasts an hour and a half. Lineup is at the Gold Fair Building at the fairgrounds. And then we move right into, as the parade wraps up, the tractors that are in the parade, they all park and they're on display for a while downtown so folks can interact with those tractor owners. And some like to climb up on the tractors, and especially those little ones that are just in awe of seeing those historic pieces of equipment. Then we open our beverage garden, and that will open at noon and goes until midnight. We have live music that starts right at noon, just creates a nice ambiance to our downtown area. We've got the band called Silo from noon to four, and then we have the trifecta of American rock and roll that is playing that evening. And they will be showcasing Creedence of Clearwater Revival, John Cougar Mellencamp, and Steve Miller Band. So come on down for that. Beverages are $5 a piece, it is $5 to get in that evening, and you have to be 21 or older to enter the beverage garden during the day. We have it open. You have to be ID'd to get a wristband to order an adult beverage, but you do not need to be 21 to be in the beverage garden because, Jim, we have a cornhole tournament going on in the beverage garden, which draws a lot of folks. They have a lot of fun participating, but we also have those that want to come in and just watch and listen to the music and enjoy whatever food they've picked up and any beverages they've also picked up. So also going on at that same time is our family fun zone. We have, that's where our balloon artists will be. The kids' inflatables will be set up. We have a gravity wagon basketball hoop shoot. And then Lolo Snow, which is shaved ice, truck will be there. Face painting is going on in that area, as well as our the 10-foot aerial platform fire truck with water. So thanks to the Red Oak Fire Department for helping us out with that. That is free to everybody. There is no charge to play any of the games that are there or to climb in and out of those inflatables. So we're happy to bring those things to this event in order to include all families and free of charge. We want everybody to be able to participate. So new this year, Jim, this is something fun. I think this is going to be a big draw. We have a community celebrity dunk tank, and that will also start at noon. We have everyone from our city administrator. We've got a city councilman, teacher, a couple of coaches, the high school principal, and the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital CEO have all agreed to be our celebrity dunkies that day. So we've got a schedule with those. We also have a mystery celebrity that will be at the end of that day. So,
boy, they're going to find out just how popular they are or aren't that day, aren't they?
I think so. I think so. But they all are good folks who have a great sense of humor, and they're graciously wanting to help us out with that fundraiser. So we appreciate that. And it'll just be nice, clean fun. Right. And no pun with clean fun there with a dunk tank there. So anyway, the cornhole tournament will wrap up. We do take a limit of 18 teams. Otherwise, we'd be playing till midnight. So that does take the majority of the afternoon. Everything wraps up about 4 o'clock as far as those daytime activities. Music is still being played in the beverage garden. The beverage garden does not shut down. We will have a food truck that will be back down that evening and then available for purchases during the live music that night with the trifecta of American rock and roll bands. So, and then we're there till midnight. Then we roll over into Sunday morning. And our infamous Red Oak Ambassadors Flight Breakfast, which is held out at the Red Oak Municipal Airport. And that has been an all-popular event, especially for the pilots. Our airport manager does a great job of getting that information out to airports all across the country. They always look for events like this. And with the weather being very nice and looking great, we'll have quite a few airplanes that will fly in that morning. So adults are $10 for that breakfast that morning, 10 and under are 5. And the Red Oak Ambassadors are serving out there from 7:30 to 10:30 at the Red Oak Airport. On the menu is ham and cheese omelets, Texas toast, hash browns, sausage, coffee, milk, and juice. Coffee is actually coming from our local coffee shop, the Agora Coffee House. So we're excited to have them back serving coffee that morning. So want to thank the City of Red Oak as well as the Red Oak Airport Commission and with everything, with all of their help in helping us to prepare for this this big event. While that is going on, that breakfast at 8 a.m., there is the fourth annual 5K family bike ride, which begins downtown right in front of our chamber property here. So 307 East Reed Street. And Eric Speck is the chair of that event. He will take families, whoever wants to ride that morning, out to the airport, and anyone who wants to partake in breakfast, and then they'll carry on down the different trails and end up right back downtown where they began. So that's a fun event that people like to take advantage of. And that one, rain or shine, I've seen it sprinkle on those folks, and they don't care. So also what's going on that same morning is the tractor ride, and that begins at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds. And they start at the fairgrounds at 8 a.m., and they ride to Indian Creek Historical Society Museum to check out the display, and there's donuts, and they just ask for a goodwill donation for the Indian Creek Historical Society Museum. So, and that is chaired by Justin Russell. We appreciate all he does every year, too. So there's a lot of other things sprinkled in there, Jim, but those are the main highlights of the weekend. Yeah. So, again, something for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah, some adult events, but a lot of it is family-related, so we hope folks take advantage of those opportunities to spend some time together. And just a reminder, too, some of those events do require pre-registration, so look for those, like, of course, the vendor fair. We're getting late for that, but the parade, the food vendors, those types of things, the cornhole tournament and the 5-mile, 2-mile fun run and walk, those things all require registration, so do be aware of those as well. We want folks to come out and have a good time, but be prepared for that. And otherwise, just again, like, pray for good weather and hope for a great weekend. Yep. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, thank you. We're looking forward to it, and it makes it even more fun when the weather is so nice, and it looks like that's where we're headed. So, you know, you're looking for something different to do this weekend. If you want to participate in the fun run, or maybe you've got products that you would like to sell, call the chamber. We're going to help you out, get that registration, or you can go online, as I said, at our website, www.redoakiowa.com, Red Oak Chamber, and we'll take it from there. But any questions about any of these events, again, check out our social media, our Facebook page. We also have a Red Oak Junctions Day Facebook page, as well as, you know, our website. But give us a call, too, with any questions. We'd love to have you.
All right. Well, as we say with all our area community festivals, in Red Oak, they don't lock the doors. They welcome all comers. So no matter where you are, come out and have a good time here on the weekend. Very good. Elaine Carlson is director of the Red Oak Chamber and Industry. Thank you so much for the time this morning. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate all your support and all that you do for our community and surrounding area.